Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
Most streets in Pittsburgh are named after prominent industrialists, influential artists, and victorious generals. But Grant Street bucks the trend, since it was named for British Major James Grant, the man responsible for one of the biggest military failures of the French and Indian War. In September 1758, Grant set out to challenge the French at Fort Duquesne. He led the advance guard of a 7,000-man force under General John Forbes and a young George Washington. Grant's 77th Regiment of Foot, also known as Montgomery's Highlanders, augmented by American colonial troops, whom the major believed to be worthless, made up the assault force that attempted to lure French soldiers and their Indian allies from the fort. Grant dismissed the advice of his officers, who begged him to keep his command intact. Instead, he split his forces to try and surprise and ambush the French outside Fort Duquesne's walls, located near the fountain in today's Point State Park. The plan backfired miserably as nearly 600 French soldiers and Indian warriors overran and routed Grant's men near a hill where Grant Street stands today. Grant himself was taken prisoner by the French, and nearly half of his men were killed, wounded, or captured in the desperate fighting that became known as the Battle of Fort Duquesne. The fort itself remained in French control until November 26, 1758, when General Forbes and Washington assumed control of the smoldering ruins abandoned by the French. Forbes established Fort Pitt at the point, and the nearby settlement became known as Pittsburgh. The French eventually released poor Major Grant, who harbored an abiding hatred of Americans, whom he blamed for his ignominious defeat. Grant lived to fight another day, however. As a general during the Revolutionary War, he fought against the Americans he despised and always held responsible for his defeat at Pittsburgh.